tunes does Niall think he is? I am a much better musician than he is.
Oh, much.
Did you see me and Sonic Heroes playing that instrument? Oh, man. Did I rock the place.
What instrument was that again?
You know, that musical instrument.
The shamisen? You don't even know it.
Bless you. Right. Well, that's the end of the show. Archangel Ruke may well materialize sometime.
He probably won't be happy to know that this has even occurred, but I'm under organic protection from the Lord, so...
Naturally enough. Anyway, so, how's he sign off?
I think he just kind of says, you know, take care, farewell, peace out, something like that, and hits the stop button. You see that one there, yeah?
Hold on, the stop sign on it?
The square, yeah. That's the one, yeah.
The international symbol for stop.
Well, for music stuff. Anyway, you know.
Look up here. Look up on the wall.
All right.
The big... See the motto?
Uh-huh.
That looks familiar to me. So, if we just replace every time he says Archangel UK with Espio, then it should be all right, I suppose. Right now, I've been Espio. She's been Echo Hawk.
Presumably speaking.
And I will see you next time. Except I won't. Bye-bye for now.
I'll catch you guys later.
Bye. The following program is brought to you by No More Blue, the definitive psych message board. How do you stop this?
If you're planning an extended stay in prison, San Francisco, or the backwoods of Appalachia, your posterior is going to take a pounding, whether you want it to or not. But now there's a unique exercise machine guaranteed to toughen you up. From the makers of the Abdominizer, the revolutionary exercise machine that flattens your belly, comes the Sodomizer, a state-of-the-art fitness tool that'll toughen your behind like nobody's business. The Sodomizer is a 21-inch cylinder of solid tungsten steel, fully greased for easy insertion and spring-loaded for repetitive action. Just use the Sodomizer 3 times a day for as long as you can possibly stand it, and in just a matter of weeks, you'll be able to drop the soap in the shower with confidence.
Order the Sodomizer today. Send $29.95 in checker money order to the Sodomizer, Bend Over in Squeal, Arkansas, 48000. Or if you have your credit card ready, call 1-800-000-000. Extension 000.
What are you waiting for?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties.
How about the sound scanner? Is it working?
I believe we should go to the moon. I believe that this nation should...
Call Adam 63. Officer needs assistance. Possible 187 in court.
This may result from an incorrectly adjusted bias compensator.
1, 2, 3.
Pass. Sonic Billboard Count.
Hi, everyone. I'm Demex, and you just tuned in to Sonic Billboard, a podcast dedicating to counting down your top 10 hits, then to Sonic Nation. Each countdown is controlled by your vote, and no two countdowns are the same. This is the podcast for the month of August, and that was our new intro for the show. A little tongue-in-cheek, but I'm always experimenting with the sound for the podcast. As some of you might have already known, my computer has been acting up for the last few days, and since I have a Dell, I thought I'd give the Dell hotline a call. Lo and behold, I learned a valuable lesson in dialing the correct number. Now, those who do have Dell should remember the old Dell hotline 1-800-DELL for me. As for me, I kind of half-assed it and dialed for my Dell instead and got... Well, let me just redial the number for you guys. Alright, here we go.
Hey there, sexy guy. Welcome to an exciting new way to go live one-on-one with hot, horny girls waiting right now to talk to you. Lie back, baby. Relax and get ready to meet real local students, housewives, and working girls from all over the country. Hundreds of hot girls call free all day and night because we love nasty talk as much as you.
Damn, no wonder people love their Dells. This month's listener's request comes from Anthony in Georgia. Anthony wants to hear Kanye West's hit, Stronger. Ooh. I have to warn you, kiddies, this is an explicit track, so those who do find swearing too strong for their tender ears, go and play the first two levels of the original Sonic the Hedgehog game. And I'll see you in 5 minutes and 15 seconds.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
That'll kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man. Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man. That's how long I've been on ya.
Right,
let's get lost tonight. You could be my black Kate Moss tonight. Play secretary on the ball tonight. And you don't give a fuck what they all say, right? Awesome, the Christian and Christian Dior. Damn, they don't make them like this anymore. I ask this, I'm not sure. Do anybody make real shit anymore? Bow in the presence of greatness. Cause right now that has forsaken us. You should be honored by my lateness. That I would even show up to this fake shit. So go ahead, go nuts, go ape shit. Especially in my pastel on my paper shit. Act like you can't care who made this new gospel, homie. Take six and take this, haters.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been on ya.
Like right now. I don't know if you got a man or not. If you made plans or not. If God put me in your plans or not. I'm tripping, this drink got me saying a lot. But I know that God put you in front of me. So how the hell could you front on me? It's a thousand yous, it's only one of me. I'm tripping, I'm caught up in the moment, right? Cause it's Louis Vuitton dine night. So we gon' do everything the kind like. Heard they do anything for a Klondike. Well, I'll do anything for a Blondike. And she'll do anything for the limelight. And we'll do anything when the time's right. Baby, you're making it
better, faster,
stronger. Oh, that don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now. Cause I can't look much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya. Like I never told ya. Don't act like I told ya. Don't act like I told ya.
faster, stronger.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man. That's how long I've been on ya. I've been on ya, from Princess on Apollonia, since OJ had isotoners. Don't act like I never told ya. You know how long I've been on ya, since Princess on Apollonia, since OJ had isotoners. Don't act like I never told ya.
That was Stronger from Kanye West. From what I saw in the music video a few days ago, Kanye really must like the movie Akira. He had Kanada's bike in the video, and he also redid some of the movie scenes for the video. A rapper that likes anime. This might be trouble. Now that the listener's request is over, let's get down to business. Sonic Billboard actually has a new section added to the site. This section has been dubbed Retropolis. For those who recall back to our second podcast, I believe, I mentioned that this new section would consist of all the older Sonic games, and that is exactly what Retropolis does. However, since there are so many video games for this section, I had to divide the voting page up into two categories, the first being the home console and the second being the handheld. That way the voting page wouldn't be overwhelming for any users. Basically, what you want to do with Retropolis is just treat it as its own billboard. The voting process is the same as Sonic Billboard, and it happens at the same time. So when you're voting on Sonic Billboard, don't forget to stop by the Retropolis section and cast your votes for more classic titles. There are a few titles that might look like they belong on Sonic Billboard, like the Sonic Advance series, but let's consider the DS as a predecessor for the GBA. I mean, it's pretty much guaranteed that Sega isn't going to be making any more titles for the Game Boy Advance, since everything for Nintendo is starting to be focused for just the Wii and the DS. I've been speaking for way too long. Let's start the countdown off with Matty Lewis and Ali Maddie and Ali's version of His World at number 10.
A rocket and he's ready to go, cause now the countdown has started and he's ready to blow. He's got the dope sounds bumping and his stereo. He goes fast, putting on a show. Don't wanna get yourself together, there's no time to rest. And if you put the time in, he'll put you to the test. He's like a running man in his world, more is less. And if you wanna test him best, bring your best. Don't make me spell it out, bring your best.
In this world,
this world,
where life is strong.
In this world,
active instrumental in pulling strings. He is the one who understands when the tides will swing. So he's breaking down doors, never fall away. Come on and psych yourself up, cause it's time to play. Bouncing the beats and the rhymes, cause they're here to stay. The one and only marathon man living a day. Rolling up, coming fast, and they'll blow you away. Because the pressures of this world, they can take their toll. And it's tough to get away when they take a hold. The only way to break free is to break the mold. You can't stop now, rock and roll. Don't stop now, come on, rock and roll.
In this world,
single things need a push or pull to begin. Aren't free to move unless another hand gets in. Be it all the same, it's never the same. Just like that, it's nothing it all just means. Nothing it all just means. If all as is, then it's never as is. Back to back, make real of all that seems. Make real of all that seems. Seven raging hands beat through nights with Phoenix sand. Seven raging hands want us all under command. Seven raging hands wild with just one single. Up to chance, make believe reborn, missing mind before, question all that's known, legends blurred and torn.
I see no reason we should.
we're back. That was Crush 40's I Am from Shadow the Hedgehog. August was a pretty busy month for both Sega and Sonic, from selling curry-flavored popcorn to kids at the zoo, to finally announcing Sonic Riders Zero Gravity for both the PS2 and the Wii. But if you're lazy like me, you don't have time to be bothered with looking up this information, so I'll just sum up what I feel is most noteworthy. Let me just put on my newscast voice real quick. A new video of Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games from JeuxFrance.com reveals that the Mario character's speed and agility are the same as the ones found in Mario Kart. So you know your friend is cheating when he picks Mario, an all-around character, versus your Sonic, a character who's slow when it comes to accelerating. Yeah. Both Sega of America and Sega of Europe have launched their Sonic Rush Adventure sites for this month, and along with the site's release are the names of the two new characters for the game. The lovable raccoon from the South Island with a passion for the sea is named Marine, while Captain Whiskers' right-hand man has been given the name Johnny. With Sonic Rush Adventure still online, the soundtrack will be available to purchase from Sega Direct October 18th for 2,800 yen, and those who did pre-order will get a free Sonic the Hedgehog mouse pad along with their order. Ending on a sour note, the Sonic Stadium went on a rant when Scott Steinberg, at a press conference, appeared to have said that Sonic was geared towards kids 12 and under. A few hate mails later, Simon had replied of being misquoted, and that Sega is striving to make Sonic appealing to all ages. As to whether or not the alleged email is the real McCoy is all up to you. Hitting our number 7 spot is Sonic Rivals' song that was scratched before the game was actually released. Here's Chris Rizanson's alternative version of Colosseum's Highway Zone Act 1, simply entitled Act 1, Zone 2. As most of you probably already know, the Sonic Side Awards tend to be one of the biggest and longest award ceremonies in the Sonic community. And by long, I mean long. The Sonic Side Awards ceremony, which can basically be done in 10 minutes, is even longer than the Emmys itself. Of course, it doesn't help that Rory and Dreadnux tend to get distracted every 2 minutes, especially when they're looking at the chat room. This year, Sonic Style has actually qualified for 2 awards, the Impressive Layout and the Sonic Side Award. Granted, in the past, we brushed these awards off as a meh, and this year we might do the same. However, I've been told we haven't been stepping up to the plate enough, and that Sonic Style will never be the bride and always be the bridesmaid. So this year, I thought we might try something a little different. It's pretty much a two-step practice. Step 1, we'll add us and a noticeably sized banner telling users to vote for us. And step 2, we'll have Shadow get 1 cat per vote loss. Some of you are probably looking at me going, what? That's not like Shadow. Let me get a little bit more graphic. Let's say Sonic Style lost by 20 votes. That would mean 20 kitties would die at the hand of Shadow in one of our comics. Granted, this is a little drastic, but that wasn't something you want. I mean, that's what some of the emails have been telling me. If we did win an award, I don't know. We'd probably do something really stupid, like have Sonic, I don't know, jump off a cliff or something, or add another 6-month battle in the comics. One of the two. Coming at you at number 4 is Lee Brotherton's remixed version of Dreams of an Absolution.
my dream of an absolution.
'Cause every night I will make it right, and every night I will come to you. But every night it just stays the same in my dream of an absolution.
And you'll see.
Yeah, all you can be, oh, 'cause every night, and every night,
Hello, hello, greetings one and all, and welcome to another Remix Remit. Yeah, me again. Hello. It's old Archangel. And what do I have for you today? Well, as you might gather from the loveliness in the background, that it's going to be a nice cat mix. It's not often when I sort of look through the remixes and sort of just go into the history of it, because obviously I sort of look at the history of the remix and the remixer a little bit, that I'm frankly surprised. This time round, I've been very surprised indeed. What I did not know was there's actually a Overclock remix project specifically for Ice Cap Zone. It was arranged by Zircon, actually, who's one of the OCR judges, and it was basically just a special project that they threw together, and it was literally just for Ice Cap Zone. That's it. It's called Recapitated, and you can find it at ocremix.org. And this is one of the tracks from that. It was actually released on the American date. It's either the it's probably the 4th of May, or is it the 5th of April? It's one of those this year. It's American backwards datey nonsense, so I don't particularly know. But this particular remix is from a remixer who I sort of got into accidentally. Indeed, this is his only Sonic track that he has remixed. I hope he does remix some more, because this one's absolutely fantastic. It's a remix by Big Giant Circles. It's called Eastern Ice Field. And I'm going to leave you with that. Quick this time around, isn't it? See you later. We'll be right back.
Okay, I want to say this correctly now. That was Archangel UK's remix featuring Big Giant Circle's Eastern Ice Field. Is it just me, or are you guys picking really short songs this time around for the Billboard? If you guys keep this up, I might have to add Retropolis to the countdown. And then you guys get to hear my lovely voice for 2 hours. Can you imagine having to listen to me for 2 hours? Nah, probably I'll just make a playlist for the two sections so you guys can just jump from one to the other. Besides, that's too much downloading despite the connection speed that you have, even for me with the cable. But enough of that. It's time to announce our number one hit in the Sonic Nation for the month of August. And your number one hit is Chris Rizanson's Meteor Base Zone Act 1.
It's a dynamite trip.
That was Meteor Base Zone Act 1, and our number one hit for the month of August. Sonic Rivals seems to be very popular this month, but we'll soon see if their tracks are able to captivate the top 5 for next month. I'm Demex, and this has been Sonic Billboard's Top Hits. See you next time.